Hello and welcome to Black Country Talking News. It's Wednesday, the 9th of October 2019, and today in the studio we have Pav as our sound engineer, myself, Mary, Jill and Margaret. Now over to Jill.
Here is the news covering the Dudley areas. A crossing may be built on a busy Hales Owen Road where people are putting their lives at risk climbing over central reservation barriers to get across. Engineering firm Sandvik, based on the A456 Manor Way, is proposing the crossing, which has been backed by Hales Owen Athletics and Cycling Club. The company is planning to sell some of its land, which could see 80 homes built, with funds being provided to improve the area. Sandvik's proposals are still in the planning stages, with an application yet to be submitted to Dudley Council. An outdoor adventure site is being transformed into a spooky hollow for the October half-term break. Baggeridge Adventure will be holding events to mark Halloween from October the 26th to November the 1st. Based at Baggeridge Country Park in Sedgley, the Adventure Centre boasts a high ropes course and a new treetops nets course which opened earlier this year. Director Mel Ellis said, "We've expanded our site a lot over the last year, which has enabled us to offer more activities for all ages and create a great Halloween experience for the whole family." Black Country rock royalty Robert Plant is bringing his new project to Stourbridge Town Hall later this year, it has been announced. It will form part of a tour around the country, visiting the Stourbridge venue on Friday, December the 20th. Saving Grace is a cooperative, including Led Zeppelin lead singer Robert Plant on vocals, Susie Dian on vocals, Ollie Jefferson on percussion, Tony Kelsey on mandolin, baritone and acoustic guitars, and Matt Worley on banjo, acoustic and baritone guitars and quattro. Tickets for the show cost £27.30. To buy tickets, call the box office on 01384 812 812 or visit www.borughhalls.co.uk. Halloween House, which has been opened at Into Merry Hill, has one of the largest collections of Halloween merchandise in the country. The shop includes costumes, masks, decorations and children's trick-or-treat items. It also has a ghoulish array of props and special effects makeup. Robert Pickersgill, marketing manager at Into Merry Hill, added, "Halloween is a really fun time and we have plenty of events and surprises coming up for shoppers to look forward to, including a roster of Christmas events for the festive period." A Black Country boy is set to jet off to Japan next month to deliver a match ball at the Rugby World Cup. Rhys Jones, age 14, will take on the 11-hour journey with his family after winning the DHL Rugby Moments That Deliver competition. Visitors to the company's website voted for the youngster from Wordsley after his selfless act of helping another player up following a tackle. Rhys, who currently plays centre or number 8 for Walsall Rugby Club, said it was a big shock to win. Rugby coach Gavin, originally from Walsall, said his son was a naturally talented rugby player due to his height, being over 6'2" and being quick as well. And the 14-year-old is following in his father's footsteps by playing at the club. And finally for Dudley, Hales Owen in Bloom has gone global, coming third in an international challenge to find the most floral locations in the world. Hales Owen picked up 5 blooms and a bronze award with a score between 84 and 87% in the International Challenge Large category of communities in bloom. The results were announced at an award ceremony in Nova Scotia in Canada at the end of last week. Councillor Karen Shakespeare, Dudley Council's Cabinet Member for Environmental Highways and Street Services, added, "I'm over the moon to see that the fantastic work Hales Owen in Bloom has done for the town has been recognised on a global stage."
And here is the news covering the Wolverhampton areas. The owner of an industrial estate near a proposed legal traveller site has threatened to refuse Wolverhampton Council's access to the land amid concerns from businesses. Nicholas Burgess, a boss at LCP, Properties, which owns the Dunstall Hill Trading Estate on Gorsebrook Road, said the area was not appropriate for a traveller site and that tenants on the industrial estate had already raised concerns about the potential impact on trade. A Wolverhampton Council spokesman said, "We understand some residents and businesses may have concerns about the proposed plans for the site. Our feasibility studies have highlighted a number of options to access the site. We are taking all comments on board and happy to meet with the landowner to discuss any concerns." Heathtown relocated to the Metropolis. Artist introduces Lois Lanes to city's landmarks. An unfashionable part of Wolverhampton is just about the most unlikely setting imaginable for a superhero tale about now Heathtown has been given its 15 minutes of fame. It's all down to Mike Perkins, who grew up in the city but is now an illustrator for the mighty DC Comics in Florida. Sunny Tampa is a long way from Heathtown, but Mike decided he wanted to inject a little bit of home into his latest caper. So, incongruously, a block of flats based in Heathtown appears in the latest edition of Lois Lane, famously Superman's love interest, which has hit the shelves in the US as well as this side of the pond. The youngest member of Wolverhampton's council, 60 ward representatives, have been nominated for a national award for the second year running. Councillor Beverly Mombardi, who represents Ettingshaw, has been shortlisted for Young Councillor of the Year in the Local Government Information Unit and Churches. Charities and Local Authorities Council Achievements Award for 2019. Now it's 10th year, the awards have taken place on Tuesday, November the 5th, at the Royal Horse Guards Hotel in Westminster, London, and are designed to celebrate the work that local councillors do for their communities. MPs who ran a parliamentary inquiry into a collapsed construction giant Carillion have demanded an update on a probe into the firm. Business Committee Chair Rachel Reeves and Work and Pensions Committee Chair Frank Field said it was time for answers on the Wolverhampton-based company, which went bust in January 2018. The pair have also asked the watchdog to set out for the scope of each investigation relating to Carillion, what progress has been made so far, and when it expected these investigations to complete. And finally, ambitious plans to open a specialist gin bar and distillery in Wolverhampton have been temporarily put back after the City Council's licensing boss expressed concern over the owners meeting necessary legal requirements. Crazy Gin Limited, which is run by husband and wife team Bruce and Parmarjit Nagra, have applied for a premises licence to trade from the unit that formerly housed Cosmo Coffee in Victoria Street. However, the council section leader for licensing, Elaine Morton, said she felt the application in its initial form was incomplete and needed tidying up.
And finally, here is the news covering the Sandwell areas. Fears for wildlife at polluted Smethwick Park Pond. A polluted pond that left up to 35 birds dead in 1 month in Smethwick is still proving deadly to wildlife, campaigners claim. Sandwell Council figures show 30 Canada geese, 4 ducks and 1 coot died there between July 17th and August 16th. Severn Trent Water carried out repairs to sewage pipes contaminating the Smethwick Hall Park earlier this year, and the company said it was not aware of any further problems. But Ian Carroll from Swan Watch says there is still polluted silt at the site, which is infecting birds. A Sandwell Council spokesman said the issue is now a matter for Severn Trent. A banned motorist who damaged two cars before seriously injuring the driver of a third vehicle in a head-on crash has been jailed for 3 years. Sandeep Singh left a trail of destruction in his wake while frantically trying to escape from pursuing police. Wolverhampton Crown Court heard. The defendant from Charter Road, Tripton, admitted causing serious injury by dangerous driving and was jailed for 3 years by Judge Amjad Nawaz with a 3-year driving ban on release. A taxi driver who mounted the pavement outside a school, causing a mother to fear she and her child would be run over, has been stripped of his licence. The unnamed man was one of two drivers who had their permits revoked by councillors at a closed meeting of Sandwell's Council Licensing Subcommittee. They had appeared before a private meeting which was held to decide if they should be allowed to keep their licences after breaking traffic laws. But revoking his licence, councillors said drivers should be clear of major road traffic offences for a period of 3 years, and the committee had no reason to depart from guidelines. Safety alarms will be offered to Sandwell councillors as part of a training programme to give them greater protection when they meet constituents in their communities. The decision to issue the devices, which emit an ear-piercing sound alerting people to a potential attack, came as members of the Ethical Standards and Member Development Committee approved a series of recommendations to improve elected members' personal safety. In accepting the recommendations, the committee agreed to provide safety training this November, which will be incorporated into the members' ongoing development programme during 2020. As a new girl on the block, I feel very privileged to have met these people. I've only been here 6 weeks and have enjoyed it very much indeed, and I'm very sad to be leaving today.
Hi, I'm also fairly new. I've been here probably about 6 months. I feel as though I've known the people here forever. And it's been an opportunity for me to say some of my poems, which normally just sit on a computer and do absolutely nothing, for which I'm very grateful.
And this is Margaret. You probably recognise me. I think I've been here about 30 years. But, well, it's the end of an era. As everybody else, I'm very sad that it's moving over to Beacon and I shall miss coming on a Wednesday. But life goes on, I suppose, and I hope you will enjoy the new readers and listeners and will enjoy the new people that are on the new team. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Okay. Well. Oh, goodbye from Jill.
And goodbye from Mary.
And this is Brian from the sports desk, just also saying goodbye. Today I'm packing away the microphone and retiring as a sports reporter and general dog's body on the news. After 30 years' time, it's time I moved on. And so I've thoroughly enjoyed all those years putting together my scripts. But more importantly, I hope you've enjoyed listening to them. All of us volunteers here at the studio get a kick out of bringing you the discs every week, keeping you in touch. And we hope that when you hear the postman plop the wallet through your letterbox, it warms you with a sense of anticipation. I'll be sorry to say goodbye to the rest of the team, but the Black Country Talking News will go on.
And I've only been here 5 years, but it's been a wonderful 5 years. I've got to know some lovely people, and they've been very kind and supportive. I shall miss coming here. But it's the end of an era, but that's life, as they say. So from me, Andrew, I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and goodbye.
Very good.
And now on to track 3, Culture and Poetry.